Olivia Skaya from Deer River won for the third time the Minnesota State Old Time Fiddle Contest earlier this month. Lucky for us, she is stopping by the studio with her fiddle before heading back to St. Olaf College, where she'll be a junior. Olivia, welcome back to KEXE.
Thank you.
Okay, so third time. When what do we need to know about? What's the Old Time Fiddle Festival like?
Well, you show up and there's a round in the afternoon where you play a couple tunes, and then after that they tell you if you've made it to the second round, which is later that evening, and then you have finals.
So do you give some thought to a tune that might influence them?
He's raising his eyebrows on the radio.
Because everybody's going to play a song. So it's like the Olympics when people play dance and figure skating. They pick this beautiful piece of music, and sometimes a piece of music in figure skating is like overpowering. It's beautiful. Do you really put a lot of thought into what songs, or are they the best songs you can play?
Usually I have like 3 to 5 rounds that I kind of cycle out year by year, and those are usually my favorites. One of the things that we're scored on is like difficulty of tune, so I try to have tunes that are more difficult so that I can score higher in that category.
All right, so what makes someone of your talent, what makes it difficult?
Usually it depends on like what key it's in. It depends on if there are like a lot of double stops, that sort of thing. Sometimes there are tunes that are like more standard, that are just more simple, that younger kids will play. So I try to stay away from those types of tunes.
What's a double stop?
Yeah, can you play a double stop for us? Just what that means?
Double stops are when you play two notes at once. So like.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have your fiddle with you, obviously. Would it be possible to hear one of the pieces that got you into the next round or that you...
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
But before we do that, tell us about your fiddle. Is this a fiddle that you progressed to and you've had many in your life?
I've only actually had 2 violins. I started on just a student instrument.
Violin, excuse me?
And I got this fiddle violin when I was 13, I think, and I've been playing on it since then.
And so it's a good one?
Yeah.
It's a very good one.
Huh. What's the difference between a fiddle and a violin?
Well, they're actually the same instrument. And the only difference is what kind of music you play on it. So if you were to play like Mozart or Beethoven or something, it would be considered a violin. But if you do fiddling on it, then you'd call it a fiddle.
Hmm.
Do you like one over the other?
Well, I'm studying classical music, and there's a lot more classical music to play. And that's more of what I'm looking for, like, for my career. But I really enjoy fiddle as well. It's a fun thing.
So in fiddle, obviously, you can hear it in many different things. Bluegrass, etc. What do you like as far as that goes?
As far as listening to it, I mean, I'll listen to whatever. I mostly play, like, contest-style fiddling, though.
Okay.
So.
Which means what?
Well, there's, like, a very specific kind of, like, set of rules that you follow when you fiddle that are just like specific to like how you phrase or like what bowings you use or which tunes you play that are kind of more standard in contest fiddling. Whereas if you're playing like bluegrass or if you're jamming or something, you have kind of more freedom to do
whatever. Okay, so this song you're going to play for us now, is this one that maybe you did in the performance?
Yes, it is.
Okay, that's Olivia Skaya, the third time she has won the Minnesota State Old Time Fiddle Contest. We get to kind of feel like we're at the contest. Now what are you going to play for us?
This is a tune called Done Gone. Thank you.
that was very good.
You can.
Oh my gosh!
I didn't ask her if it was okay. This has been on Facebook Live, so people got a chance to hear it through the Northern Community Radio Facebook page.
I'm watching you intently here now. So I'm watching your eyes. What are you looking at? I mean, maybe you don't even know what you're looking at. Are you looking at your hand placements? You're looking at your bow, or you're not, or you're just thinking?
Usually I'm looking at my fingers or at my bow to just make sure I'm in the right place.
Oh my gosh, you were in the right place.
Are you a harsh critic of yourself?
Yes.
How did you feel like you did?
It was fine.
Fine.
It was phenomenal.
So do you know when you hit it? Like when you're done, do you ever totally happy? Like, yeah, I nailed that.
Oh yeah, definitely. Sometimes that happens.
And are you telling me you didn't nail that?
I mean, it was all right.
So how did you get interested in playing the violin?
Well, my parents are both musicians. My mom plays the French horn in the Itasca Symphony Orchestra. And my dad used to work in string repair, and he used to build guitars. And my mom would always take me and my older sister to her symphony concerts when we were kids. And I remember I would always watch the violins, and I just always thought they looked really cool. And then at one point, my dad had a student violin that somehow got left at our house, and I just picked it up and I started playing, and
it felt right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So, you know, when we talk to musicians, maybe singers, you need to be kind of in the right space to play. Are there things that get you ready for a performance? Do you make sure you get a lot of sleep the night before? Your fingers always ready? Are there things you're watching out for?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, taking care of myself before and making sure that I'm hydrated and well-rested and everything. I have, a whole stretching routine that I'll usually do to make sure I'm nice and loose. And yeah.
Do your fingers get sore, especially when you first started out?
I don't really remember when I first started, because that was 12 years ago. But yeah, sometimes if I play a lot.
Did you play any other instruments before you got to the
violin? I played piano a little bit.
Does that help you with the violin, playing piano?
I think it would. I didn't get super far on piano. I only played for 2 years or so, and I wasn't super interested in it. And then I started playing violin, and I was like, well, I don't really want to play piano anymore because I like this. Yeah.
So how much do you practice?
I usually practice between 2 and 4 hours a day.
Oh.
And so you're at St. Olaf College, so that means there's practice rooms that you go to? Are those, how does that feel as you're headed to the practice room?
I mean, pretty normal. I do it quite often, so, yeah.
Okay, so up next, we're going to maybe play a song by a really great guitarist. Who's a great fiddle player or a violin player, and who do you admire, and why? How are they so much different than you? I mean, you're going to strive to be the best you can be, but what is the difference between someone that's great and someone where you're at what, 19 years old?
Right. I mean, it's just a higher level of perfection as far as intonation and rhythm and phrasing and everything. It's because at this point, I've been playing long enough that I know my way around the instrument, and it's just a matter of taking the things I already know and just enhancing those and making them even more clear.
How about when you perform in front of these judges? Do you perform yourself? I mean, do you move your body, or are you just because you see famous violin players who just fly around the stage and stuff. Do you do that at a tryout or a performance or not? Is that not legal?
Oh, it's definitely legal. I do it to some extent. When I'm fiddling, typically I just tap my foot to keep the rhythm steady. That's pretty much all I do when I fiddle. I probably move more when I play classical music.
Can you play another piece for us to take us out of here?
Yeah, sure.
Can you play a classical piece? Maybe are you not ready for that?
I didn't prepare something for that.
Yeah. That's okay.
No, she's the third third time winning. What's the title?
It's the Minnesota champion. State Old-Time Fiddle Champion.
So when your opponents see you coming in, they just go, oh, God, here she comes again.
I don't know.
All right, what are we going to hear now?
Let's see. This is clarinet polka. ¶¶
Olivia Skaya, the third time as champion of the Minnesota State Old Time Fiddle Contest. We wish you a great junior year at St. Olaf. Thank you so much
for being here with us.
This segment, Area Voices, made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.